welcome to our weekly Wano Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. The year 1949 had several top 10 hits, with The Old Master Painter by Dick Haymes, Room Full of Roses by Sammy Kaye, and Russ Morgan with Sunflower. Here's another version by Jack Kilty with orchestral accompaniment, and number 6 hit on the US charts from January.
I was born in Kansas, I was bred in Kansas, and when I get married, I'll be wed in Kansas. There's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. Skies are fair in Kansas, clouds are rare in Kansas. Never saw a place that could compare with Kansas. So I'm going home to keep a wedding date with a sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. Troubles end in Kansas, folks, unbend in Kansas. Everyone you meet will be your friend in Kansas, and they'll all be there to help me celebrate with my sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. Oh, the moon is brighter and the stars are bluer, and the gales are sweeter and their hearts are truer, and I'm here to state there's one who's really great. She's a sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my, oh how I love my sunflower of my time ago.
soldiers gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
I am a fine musician, I practice every day. Come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet. Ta-ra-da-da-da-ra-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I am a fine musician and I get lots of pay. 'Cause people throw me pennies every time I play. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa,
oompa, oompa, oompa, oompa, oompa.
I am a fine musician, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. La ra 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 ra.
Musician, that's what the people say, and all the children follow me when they hear me play. My piccolo, they love to hear my piccolo.
We all are fine musicians, we practice every day. And if you'd like to play with us, we'll show you the way. Come join us, just take a part and join us.
Heard from Dinah Shore, teamed up with Betty Hutton, Tony Martin and Phil Harris, performing their novelty songs, The Musicians, with Andre Rene and his orchestra from August 1951. And first up, the San Francisco folk group, the Kingston Trio, with a Pete Seeger composition, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, charting at number 21 on Billboard from January 1962. Adam Faith begins the British pop with his Parlophone release, Johnny Comes Marching Home, with John Barry and his orchestra, reaching number 5 on the UK charts from June 1960, followed by comedian Bernard Cribbins with his novelty number, Right Said Fred, with accompaniment directed by Johnny Spence, a number 10 hit from July 1962. This is Vinyl Revival.
When Johnny comes marching home again, oh yeah, oh yeah, they'll give him a swinging welcome then, oh yeah, oh yeah. The girls are screaming, the boys will shout, the old folks too will all turn up and they'll all go mad. When Johnny comes marching home, will a ball be had? When Johnny comes marching home. The steeple bells will ring joy, oh yeah, oh yeah. To welcome home our Johnny boy, oh yeah, oh yeah. A crowd of chicks will line the way and make like Independence Day and they'll all go mad when Johnny Johnny comes marching home. Will it all be had when Johnny comes marching home? Get ready for the jubilee, oh yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna cheer him 3 times 3, oh yeah, oh yeah. The purple hat's in readiness, the bin upon his battle dress, and they'll all go mad when Johnny comes marching home. Well, the ball be had when Johnny comes marching home. They got all the beauties on that day, oh yeah, oh yeah. Put all their beauties on display, oh yeah, oh yeah. And let each one perform her part to satisfy the fighters' heart. And they'll all go mad when Johnny comes marching home. Will a ball be had when Johnny comes marching home?
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end, and steady as we go. I just shifted, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, even complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feed off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling. If we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. He's in a trouble with Fred, is he? He's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
Let's have a twin spin by the Canadian vocal group The Crew Cuts from Toronto with their Mercury releases, Mostly Martha, reaching number 31 on Billboard from January 1956, followed by their novelty song The Barking Dog, issued in November 1954. Both songs are with David Carroll and his orchestra.
Jane has the lips, Mary has the eyes, and it's hard to resist Lola and her charms. Sue wants to be everything to me, yet in dreams I always see mostly Martha. Mostly Martha makes me melt like butter on toast. Mostly mine.
we melt like butter on toast. Trudy has the style, Lulu Bell has the swell, come and get his smile. He makes me purr when I dance with her. She's a doll, but I outside her door, long after dark. She said, shh, shh, the doggy will bark. Sweetheart, I said, opening the door. When he sees this, he'll bark no more. Little dog, here's a bone, if you'll leave me alone. But he barked, barked, he just wouldn't stop. Woke up the hubs, Mama and Pop, and they both got up and switched on the light, so no one got kissed that night. Well, the next night was dark, moonlight was dim. This time I brought a biscuit for him. Sweetheart, I said, opening the door. When he sees this, he'll bark no more. Little pup, if you will, eat this up and be still. Just wouldn't stop. Woke up the house, Mama and Pop, and they both got up and switched on the light, so no one got kissed that night. Then a thought came to me like a light in a fog. Want a dog as a friend, bring a friend for the dog. So I brought one along when I came the next night. Oh, what a dog, he's so pretty and bright. And I said, did he bark, bark? Oh no, not a peep. All through the house, all were asleep. So I'm glad to say it ended all right. Someone got kissed that night. Now my girl's my bride, all dressed up in white. Cause someone got kissed.
American instrumental group The T-Bones begins the musical interlude with the Liberty single, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In, reaching number 3 on Billboard from December 1965, followed by the band of HM Grenadier Guards with the ever-popular March Blaze Away, conducted by Lieutenant Colonel George Miller, recorded back in 1939. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 70s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Rex Allen from Wilcox, Arizona, begins the country pop segment with Don't Go Near the Indians, a number 17 hit from October 1962. He was a singer, actor, songwriter, and known as the Arizona Cowboy, followed by another songwriter, Bill Anderson, with his Decca single, I Love You Drops, from January 1966. He was the writer of Once a Day for Connie Smith.
Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. Since I was just a little boy, I'd like to roam the hills, and to hear wild stories about the Indians was my biggest thrill. I'd shout and yell and holler like them, I wore moccasins on my feet, and I'd make believe I was under a teepee every time I went to sleep. My hair was jet black and I was 21, lots of pretty girls around, but the pale-faced maidens didn't thrill me none around my Cochise County hometown. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. One day I went to the reservation, and there by a shallow creek was a beautiful Indian fetching water, and I just had to speak. She smiled at me, then quickly left, but the next day she returned, and it wasn't very long till I told her how the love in my heart burned. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. I told my daddy I'd found a girl who meant the world to me, and tomorrow I'd ask the Indian chief for the hand of Noble Lee. Dad's trembling lips spoke softly as he told me of my life. 'Twas then he said I could never take this maiden for my wife.
Son, the white man and Indian were fighting when you were born, and a brave called Yellow Sun scalped my little boy. So I stole you to get even for what he'd done. Though you're a full-blooded Indian, son, I love you as much as my own little feller that's dead. And son, Nova Lee is your sister. And that's why I've always said,
son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away.
this heart could hurt the way it hurts for you. Never lived so many lifetimes in a week. Why don't you come back to me the way you said you would? And kiss these little crystals off my cheek.
Lewis Levy and his Gaumont British Symphony begins our vintage track with music from the movies, originally released on Regal Xenophone 78 label G23088 in 1936. It was later used as an opening theme on New Plymouth Radio 2XP hospital request session during the 1960s. This is Vinyl Revival.
Thank you.
Moving up to the late 50s for Steve Lawrence with his version of the Buddy Knox hit Party Doll, with orchestra conducted by Dick Jacobs from February 1957. His next three top 10 hits were Pretty Blue Eyes, December 1959, Footsteps, March 1960, and Portrait of My Love, April 1961. Go Away Little Girl reached number one in December 1962. Conway Twitty, born Harold Jenkins, begins the rock and roll segment with A Million Teardrops, missing out on the Billboard Top 40 from May 1961. His top 10 hits include It's Only Make Believe, Danny Boy, and Lonely Blue Boy. Conway switched from pop to country music in 1965, and the hits still just keep on coming.
Well, I picked up my baby at the usual time last night. It was one of those nights when nothing seemed to turn out right. Guess I did something wrong. She made me take her home. She gave me back my ring, and then she said goodbye. Now there are millions of teardrops drop, drip, dropping from my eyes. I know I shouldn't worry. She's done the same thing before. But every time she leaves me, it hurts me more and more. I thought that I was tough and all that stuff. I even said no one could ever make me cry. But there are millions of teardrops drop, drip, dropping from my eyes. I couldn't keep the tears from flowing. I couldn't keep the pain from showing. Nothing I did seem to help. Try to get her out of my mind, but nothing seems to help because I think about her all of the time. This heartbreak is something I can't take. I've got to find that girl and make her realize. And stop these millions of teardrops drop, drip, dropping from my eyes. And stop these millions of teardrops drop, drip, dropping from my eyes. And stop these millions of teardrops drop, drip, dropping from my eyes.
Yes, it's time for our mystery track. Now let's hear it first, and the details to follow.
Away. I want to go to her and tell her that I love her so. away.
That was Denton, Texas, USA singer Ray Peterson with his MGM single Across the Street from December 1964. He started singing in his early teens while being treated for polio at a Texas hospital. His biggest hits are The Wonder of You, Tell Laura I Love Her, Karina Karina and Missing You. The Canadian vocal group The Four Lads round off the program with their Columbia single Golly with Ray Ellis and his orchestra from May 1957. It was later used as the B-side of Put a Light in the Window on the New Zealand and Australia release in January 1958. Until 6:45pm next week, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
Kiss.